This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. The identities of the three firefighters killed while battling a wildfire Saturday have been released. Emily Barker of Michigan, Nick Hutchardson of Arizona, and Sidney Watson of Alabama were killed while responding to a fire still burning in western Colorado. The firefighters were assigned to the rifle hell attack crew, according to a Department of Interior press release. Two other firefighters were injured and are receiving treatment. Governor Jared Polis held a press conference in Fruita this afternoon. He was joined by state and federal fire officials to mourn those three firefighters. He ordered flags at half staff today.
We are grateful, of course, to those we lost and those who lay left behind, and we're grateful for the firefighters that are on the front right now across Colorado, across Utah, across the entire United States, battling to protect lives and property.
Meanwhile, a fire in southern Colorado, southwest of Pueblo, exploded today to more than 20,000 acres, and a fire burning near Leadville has placed that entire town on a pre-evacuation notice. Red flag warnings for extreme fire danger continue through the entire week. The U.S. Secretary of Energy is trying to force a coal-fired power plant in northwest Colorado to stay open. Chris Wright issued an emergency order last week to keep the Craig Unit 1 coal plant, run by Tri-State, open. The utility has previously said it wants to close the aging plant, but the federal government says it needs the power to prevent blackouts. Secretary Wright has issued three emergency orders to keep it open over the past year. This is CPR News.